Reading. Polysemy. In linguistics, a polyseme is a word with different but related meanings or senses. There are many polysemous words in English. One example is the noun television. This word can be used to mean the device that most people have in their homes. We bought a new television last month. Or, in another sense, it can be used to mean the medium for broadcasting images and information. Television can have a bad influence on young children. In each case, the meaning is different, but the words and usage are obviously closely related. Polysemy is not only limited to nouns. Many types of words can exhibit polysemy, including adjectives such as strong. He is very strong. He can lift 100 kilograms. And this is strong coffee. Verbs such as fix. Paul kindly fixed my car, and could you fix this mirror to the wall? And prepositions such as outside. There is a tree outside the window, and living in a big city was something outside her experience. A word can also be polysemous across its different forms. Thus, bank, used as a noun to mean a financial establishment, I am going to the bank tomorrow, and bank, used as a verb meaning to keep money at a bank, he banks with Credit Union Bank, are polysemous with each other. In many cases, polysemy can be traced to the etymology of a word. For example, the word paper is derived from the Greek word papyrus, a writing material made from the stalks of the papyrus plant that was used by the ancient Egyptians and Greeks. Centuries later, this word became commonly used as an abbreviation for a newspaper. Have you seen the news in today's paper? And still later, the meaning expanded to include other meanings, such as a document reporting scientific research. Susan's paper on microbiology is excellent. From this, it is evident that investigating the etymology of a word can shed light on its various polysemes. However, other categories assigned to words can be confused with polysemes, in particular the category of homonyms. If two words happen to share the same spelling and pronunciation, but have unrelated meanings, they are said to be homonyms. An example of a homonymous word is bat, which can mean a type of club often used for hitting balls in games. This baseball bat is made of metal, or else a small nocturnal mammal that is capable of flying. Bats usually appear at dusk. An investigation into the etymology of bat reveals that the former meaning is derived from Old English bat, meaning club, and the latter from the Middle English adaptation of the Scandinavian word back. Although the spelling and pronunciation for the modern words are the same, the meanings are different and unrelated. A consideration of etymology and polysemy also illustrates the concepts of semantic shift and semantic extension. Over long periods, words can change their sense or meaning. One example of this is the word male. The original meaning of this word can be traced to the Old French mail, meaning bag or wallet. Many centuries ago, when letters first started to be delivered, they were carried in such a bag, and over time, the letters themselves began to be called mail. The original usage of mail to mean a type of bag was lost, an example of semantic shift. In addition to paper letters, mail has recently begun to be used to refer to electronic messages. This is an example of semantic extension. Polysemy is frequently a result of semantic shift and extension, and the historical nature of this process means that polysemous words tend to be older words.